Welcome to the milk bar. 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 Welcome to the milk bar.
Welcome along. I'm Jason Forrest.
And I'm Zoe Turner.
And you are with us here in the milk bar. This is officially episode one.
Yes.
And thank you to all 17 people who downloaded the pilot. I think that's quite impressive. Quite pleased with that one.
And how many of those were your friends, Jason?
Well, I have more friends than you. It's probably all of them, to be honest. But there we go. Oh, we're getting heckling. We're getting heckling already from the gang in here today. That is the guy at the background you hear just about over there is Jamie. He sang the little title sequence you heard a few moments ago. Also in here today we have Void Physical Theatre.
Hello!
And we'll be hearing from them in a minute or two too. Zoe, you're here. And
again.
How was your week?
Very good, yes. Do you know what I was doing on Sunday, Jason?
What were you doing on Sunday?
I was hosting a semi-finals.
You were hosting a semi-finals for something I set up. So
yes, very good though.
Celebrity status here in the city of Wolverhampton, which is where you find us at the moment, and you were as part of Wolverhampton's top talent.
Yes, went very well, I thought.
And the final was the 20th of June, this Saturday, coming from where we're standing, but whoever could be listening whenever...
Might have already finished.
Could be all over and done with, they could know who won. If they could go back in time and put money on it. But a big event for the city organised by Codsall Lions. And I hear that you were very popular in your role as hostess.
Was I? Yes, tell me more, please.
Well, they all loved you.
The head judge actually was very enthusiastic as I was leaving.
Really?
Yes.
Most people are when you go, though, aren't they?
No, he wanted to make sure that he spoke to me before I went, bless him.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah.
There we go. So that was a good one for you. What other things have gone on in your week?
Gosh, lots of work, very boring.
Yeah, and...
hurt my fingers.
You've actually hurt two fingers. What's all that about?
Yeah, no, I've got the terrible habit of picking my fingers, so I've put plasters on so I can't get them.
It's terrible. Kids, what can you do? Do you have to have that special nail polish as well so you don't bite your nails?
No, I'm all right with nails.
That's all right then.
Mm.
Yeah, because you're a glamorous girl, aren't you?
Well,
yeah. Yeah. Okay, so anything else you want to share with us, like where your TV set might be at the moment?
Oh, no, don't.
No, well, you had a traumatic week, haven't you, really?
Yeah, I was burgled.
They actually came in through the hole of your patio doors.
The windows.
Actually, the windows on the conservatory.
Windows, yeah.
That's horrible.
And you know the cheekiness as well? They actually bought their own concrete blocks to hit the glass open with as well.
Well, at least they're
prepared.
And they
left them behind.
So they swapped a TV for some concrete blocks.
Yeah.
Not a good deal at all. No.
And they took the Nintendo Wii, the games. So if you're in a pub somewhere in Wolverhampton and somebody offers you some cheap stuff, then give me a call.
With strangely long, blonde, semi-dyed hair on it. That's Zoe's.
Well, no, if you've got the Wii, you've probably got a profile set up with my name on it.
And a little mini Zoe Turner as a Wii me.
Yeah.
That's frightening in itself, isn't it? Well, there we go. I've been off to Scotland this week, away for the weekend.
I saw your pictures. Very nice.
I have been putting stuff on Facebook and I had a lovely time. On the way back was a bit peculiar, though.
Did you go by plane?
I did. It's a 10-hour drive, so why drive when you actually fly? It's not too bad a move.
How long did it last, the flight?
It was about an hour and 10 minutes, something like that.
Oh, that's
so
good, then.
Really simple. And worst bit was, on the way back, Inverness has got an airport.
Mm.
It's actually a cattle shed. It's just like this little thing. You couldn't even fit an aircraft inside it. It's so small. It's nothing like Birmingham International. And I don't think they're used to seeing people. They've got this metal detector which is set so sensitive, you look at it funny and it goes off. I walked through and I thought I got through. Got to the other side and fine, no problem. And then suddenly it goes off behind me.
And
that was apparently my fault. And so this bloke is then decided to checks up a body, fine, was expecting that one.
Mm.
Next thing I know, he's got his hands on the inside of my trousers, feeling around my belt. No, I didn't ask for that. I certainly got sort of thoroughly checked. And it turns out I wasn't carrying any hidden weapons. That's the important part.
Good.
But there we go. So that's been my week.
Ones.
Yeah.
Mm.
So I had a nice time up in Scotland, so that was good.
Very good.
Now, what have you got for us this week going on in your mind? Because we're not going to do this yet, but we've got to build to this moment. So
what's coming up? I've got my website of the week that we didn't get round to last time.
Oh, another one?
Yes, this one.
We had two last time.
I've tested this one and it works.
Oh, porn filter isn't going to block out
it's
your attempts.
It wasn't porn.
It must have had sweary words
in
it.
No, it didn't. Did you try it at home?
I have a life, so no, I didn't.
No, all it is, it's set in a bar, and you've got these two barmaids, and you have to type in what you want them to do.
Are they topless barmaids?
No.
Yeah. So not worth going back.
But you know what was funny? I put "say hello to Jason" in, and I thought they were going to wave. And do you know what they did? The one girl stood there screaming, and the other one come on with a Jason mask and like a hacksaw thing.
Sweet.
That's in the film.
That's really nice. Thank you for explaining that, because I hadn't realised you were on about film. But there we go. No, that's good. No, that's nice. So you've got something lined up for us later on.
Yes, and a surprise guest.
A surprise guest on the phone.
Yeah.
Whom I have to try and work out who it is.
Yeah.
And in the desperate hope that we can get the telephone working and everything.
I'm really excited because I've got a really good story to go with this one as well.
There's something to look forward to.
Yes, okay. From my teenage years.
Wow, that long ago.
Yeah.
As we discovered, you're 406 last week. we know that it's pre-decimalisation probably, but there we are.
I've aged well, though.
Strangely quiet, but there we are. Right, we mentioned we have guests, and you can tell by the noises in the background, there are real people here, because it's not all canned laughter, and they are Void Physical Theatre. And we have... introduce yourselves, because I know James, I know Adam, I can't remember the girl in the middle of the
night. Becky.
Becky, sorry, Becky, I'm terrible at remembering names. So, Zoe, say hello.
Hello.
Hello. Thanks for having us.
No problem, cheers for joining us. Explain first of all what the concept behind physical theatre is, because it's not just turning up and doing a play, is it?
It's not, no. Physical theatre is kind of the fine line between dance and drama, and it's a very physical way of expressing yourselves, and it's about telling a story and using your body as a tool of expression.
So it's bringing out emotions, but in the not just in the words, but in the movement as well.
Yes, that's it, exactly.
It's about making the audience cry. It's about making the audience cry.
Okay, so a tearful evening is promised. But how did this one come about? Because you've been going since 2007.
Yes, well, we all went to university together.
In Wolverhampton?
In Wolverhampton, yes. Yep. Mm-hmm. We all went to university together, and we all specialised in physical theatre in the third year of our degree. And when we came out of university, we just thought it'd be a really nice idea to kind of carry on. And we had so much fun doing it at uni, and we're all so passionate about it that we went on to form the company, and we've been going there for 2 years.
Now, you're a professional theatre company.
Yes.
Does this mean you've all got day jobs as well, though? I mean, I had to work taxes between productions. No, you don't have to tell me what you get up to. I should look out for your McDonald's. is it turning into a full-time thing?
We hope so.
That's the dream. At the moment, we're doing everything ranging from secondary school teaching to promotion work. We're doing lots and lots of different things.
I'm guessing the lads are doing the secondary school teaching.
I'm the secondary school teacher.
You are as well?
Yes. Cool. So we're all doing lots of different stuff as well. But the dream is to be able to kind of jackal that in and just be...
Make people cry.
Yeah. Physical theatrians.
You just want to be cruel. Yeah. Is this something you think, having seen Zoe's talents, you could maybe rope her into a production?
Absolutely.
I can't sing, though.
It's okay, cry? We don't sing either.
No,
so.
I don't.
Yeah. No, get trying to get out of it.
I can't do anything in here.
No, it's all right. You're okay. You haven't got to do handstands.
Are you flexible?
Oh, sort of. You know,
then you're in.
You're in.
You know, where you cross your legs sort of like over and your knees go all funny. I can do that.
I think that's just called old age, probably.
It's
<isn't
laughs> where your knees are double jointed, so you can put like that.
Like that.
I'm sure
we could slide that in somewhere.
You could fit that into
it. That could be a scene of itself.
Yeah. So where does it come from then, the whole genre? Where did it start out?
It's Devoid, so, you know, we come up with a concept for a piece and then we do a lot of research before we start to devise it. So it really comes from... it's organic, so it just comes from, you know, when we go into rehearsals and stuff like that, we kind of make the piece there, really. Mm-hmm. So it's not really...
It changes as it goes along.
It develops constantly.
We kind of just sit around, we get an interesting idea, we think about where it can go, we do a bit of research, and it just kind of comes together itself, really.
You just tend to jump all over each other until something comes.
That's good play.
That's good improvisation.
Connotations.
You better put a 9 o'clock...
We'll tick the explicit box on iTunes.
It's not as bad as it sounds. It's all in good... All in good haste.
It's all in good fun.
It's all a laugh, that's
just all in good
taste.
All in good taste.
That's the way to do it. Now, you toured last year. Tell us a bit about that production.
It was entitled Room to Breathe, and it was about the psychology of relationships. And I was a woman who was scorned by a husband and left to rot alone while he went off to jump around with a lot of men, which was interesting.
Who left to jump around with a lot of men?
Another person who could not be here today, my husband.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. And yeah, we toured the piece just kind of locally. We did the Crescent Theatre in Birmingham, we did the Arena Theatre, we did Arts Fest in Birmingham, which we're doing again this year, and we did New Hampton Arts Centre as well. So the idea with the new piece is to take the tour a bit more national.
Well, that would be good to see, and to know that people from our city are heading off and doing bits and pieces around the rest of the area.
Absolutely.
Potentially today we are going global, so
all good.
The important thing is, if someone wants to see you guys perform, they like the sound of it, we'll be giving contact details so they can maybe get in touch, and it Great. Could be that you go head off to Wales somewhere that foreign and exotic.
Don't forget your passport. Yeah, joking, I'm half Welsh.
Yeah, that's okay, so you're allowed to say that.
Oh,
yeah.
I am actually half Welsh.
That's all right, then. Zoe was going to ask which half. you've talked about the fact you're working at the moment on rehearsing a new piece.
Yes.
And some of this is online on YouTube at the moment.
It is, yeah.
And our website.
Facebook website, YouTube.
Yeah. Is there something you can describe to us now as part of the piece? Because obviously, physical theatre doesn't work wonderfully well when you've just got a microphone to work on.
No. Difficult question. Maybe if we bang the microphone a
So you want us to describe maybe a scene
that you've been working on. So how does this play start out? But first of all, to excite Zoe, tell us the title of it.
Manhandled.
Ooh.
It's not as exciting as it may seem from your point of view, Zoe. There's a group of lads who head off down the pub.
Yeah. Yep.
And where does it develop from there?
Well, the play itself kind of explores male behaviour and this idea of men in a pack and how they kind of all behave when they're together out on a night out on the lash.
They all get drunk and start feeling each other up.
Exactly, that's what we're looking at.
And it kind of explores masculinity and what it means to be a real man.
An alpha male and a beta male.
And there is, unfortunately, there
but
is
you're
a
not
twist.
Gay. They're not gay because they're cuddling and they're taking their clothes off and stuff, you know what I mean?
There is a twist, which unfortunately we can't reveal to you today. But if everyone comes and watches the show, then they'll find out the twist. It's a very juicy twist.
Okay. When this comes together, I mean, it does develop, but are you actually getting drunk during the rehearsals and filming it to see why?
Well, that would be dangerous.
So you're not actually putting it to the test and...
apple juice all the way.
Yeah.
Calibre.
Low alcohol lager.
On the topic of that as well, we're doing a site specific performance as well. We're actually going to perform this in a real workingman's club with actual paying customers, working men. We're going to do it in a
social pack of men.
So we will have to deal with a drunken audience, which will be a challenge in itself, but it's all good fun.
I'm sure they'll appreciate it all the more for being in that role. Heckling can be part of the performance. I can't. You already say it can develop. So
they're supposed to cry. Remember, they're not supposed to heckle.
So, in the story you've worked out so far, obviously there's a twist we can't talk about.
Yes.
Because that's going to be saved for when it premieres. At the moment, that's due to be the 22nd of September.
Yep. Yes, at the Arena Theatre.
In Wolverhampton.
Tickets online.
Yes. So, you can get full contact details for that in a moment or two. But what was the basis of the story, though? Did it come out of an experience you'd all had and it sort of clicked as a good idea?
Well, we did a project at the university. For a master's student. He was looking for a local company to work with and produce some work around something he'd been studying as part of his master's degree. And we kind of did some work with him and this whole idea of masculinity and the alpha male. And it all kind of stemmed from that, really. And I am the only girl in the company, so we've got a lot of men at our disposal. And it's something, you know, that they're kind of familiar with. And
does this mean you're a barmaid, though, then? If it's a group of blokes interacting? Or
that's too cliche. No, she's not a barmaid.
All right, then. So we'll have to wait and see.
Barmaid.
Well, if you don't,
the twist is shocking.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It turns out to be a man.
No!
I don't think any makeup could cover that one. To be fair. Definitely female.
Can I just ask, actually? You know, you combine like the dancing with the drama and things like that. How does it work? With do you full sentences? Is it just the odd word? Is it?
It all depends, really, on because we work really from a physical kind of
that's
the catalyst,
yeah.
For the work.
I just imagine if it's that physical, you're going to be too knackered to say anything.
It all depends, because obviously that type of theatre, it's mainly through the body. But if it calls for it, we'll talk. Because sometimes, you know, if you're in the audience, you don't necessarily know what's going on if people are just jumping around in front of you. So you probably sometimes do need to give a bit more away and. to make them cry.
You're desperate to make these people cry.
No, it's not. It doesn't. I'm joking.
You'd be poking their eyes out if they don't.
It's quite an abstract form of theatre. So to answer your question, sometimes there is kind of a script and there is full text, but sometimes it can be quite abstract. And you say, just a few select words.
We haven't really worked with script before, but in this piece, it's going to be quite scripted. So.
Yeah. I would imagine it to be almost like opera, you know, where you don't really know what they're saying, but you understand it, you know?
Yeah. You take your own kind of...
Yeah,
that's
your own
interpretation. That's the whole point of it as well. The audience take what they want from it, take what they will, and hopefully like it.
I could have been a drama student.
You could.
You'd have been a failed drama student, but you could have tried. She'd have been very good, I'm sure, really.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Manhandled appears at first port of call, the arena in Wolverhampton in September.
Yes.
For the group themselves, if people want to see clips from your rehearsals or find out more about Void Physical Theatre, where can they go to?
They can go to our website
www.voidphysicaltheatre.com.
I think so, but as it was done so beautifully, Adam's turn to say it now.
Yeah.
www.voidphysicaltheatre.com.
Okay, so you can check out that one. The bloke's version.
Yeah.
That
was the male version.
And you can search on YouTube.
Yeah, add us on Facebook.
Or Twitter.
And Twitter.
Yeah, and is there an email address to chuck into Facebook? Is it normally the easiest way of doing it?
Voidphysicaltheatre.com.
Okay. Chuck that into Facebook and you'll find it from there.
Yeah, that's the one.
I don't search around Facebook very often. I just get strange numbers of people adding me, which is quite frightening, but there you go. One of them was Zoe, and that just turned
and
into
the rest is history.
Yeah, but there we are. Well, cheers for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thanks
for having us.
We'll have another word with you probably before we go.
Okay. Fantastic.
But we will... no doubt, hear you heckling Zoe in the background as well, I trust. So, get her in the spirit of what it would be like to be a real drama student. I think that will work.
We'll just have the corner being trees.
That's right, we have some music now, aren't we? Zoe, tell us all about the young lad who has joined us over here, because you know him, don't you?
Yes, well, I think it was probably a couple of years ago that he came on to my show.
Mm-hmm.
And he was
in your radio
fresh.
World, yeah.
Yes, he was just fresh from college, or was it university?
College, wasn't it?
And he was just looking for the next step, either to go on in... You know what he said to me, actually? He said, I will never, ever work in a band. And do you know what he's doing now?
He's in a band,
isn't
he?
He's in a band.
Okay, tell us his name.
Jamie.
Okay, we'll...
With a Y.
Okay, Jamie, hello.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm all right, you well?
Yeah, I'm good.
Oh, just drag the microphone in there.
Okay,
that'll do the job.
Thank you.
So this is the other advantage of having a theatre company with you. They can move the microphones around.
Very technical.
I like this.
Rock and roll.
It's very good. Okay, so you've got many songs in your catalogue.
Yeah, kind of, a little bit.
And you're going to perform one of them for us now? What are you going
to
do?
That's okay. What, do you want me to play it right now?
Take it away.
Okay, yeah, this first song's called Where Do I, so I hope you enjoy it. Looking round, I see those hooked on a thousand faces. Some I see are lonely hearts wanting to go places. Some I lost and some I found. Some are couples homeward bound. But the question lies, where do I cry? Where do I belong? 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 Where do I? In my heart I feel a beat, do not feel alive. Eating only to live on and feeding to survive. In my brain chewed up the past with tangled doubts and fears. Leading out through eyes and ears, come rolling down the tears. Rolling down the tears. Where do I belong? Where do I belong?
Stomach cries, screams, weeps and wallows. Like rotten flesh, I lie here dying. Yeah, them bellows. Attached souls, my stomach cries, screams, weeps and wallows. Like rotten flesh, I lie here dying. Yeah, them bellows. Yeah, them bellows. Where do I belong? 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 Where do I?
That's Jamie there with us in the milk bar. Well done. See, do I bring quality in or what?
Normally, but today it was quality, but there you go.
So, it's always a good release.
It helps, I think. Yeah. Where's your music come from then? You've been playing guitar for a good while, I'm guessing, because you seem to be rather good at it.
Yeah, it's been about 9 or 10 years or something like that. I've been playing.
And how old are you?
Lad. 21.
So that's a hell of a long time, half your life pretty much. But there we go. Excellent. Cheers for that one.
Yeah, it's all good.
We will hear more from you very soon. Now Zoe wants to take over.
Do I? I want you to do my guest because I said it would be 7:45 and you're half an hour late, Jason.
See, now in the real world it is 8:15, yet nobody knows what that means in the world of podcasting.
Sorry.
You forget this isn't live, okay. It's all recorded.
But
in someone's
it matters
iPod.
To my guest when he's been sat there for half an hour.
You can dial the number then.
Oh, can you do it?
Oh,
go on, it's your phone.
This is technical stuff.
This is your office.
Right, have you got the number for me? You can't read out your celebrity guest's
phone
number.
Oh, sorry.
So press the button.
I can say it is his home number as well. So, and I've got his mobile.
Okay, so we're dialing the number. This is going to be hard work. Right.
You'll have to say... I did say what your name was, but if you mention my name first, then you'll know.
Well, you can say hello, can't you?
Oh, go on then, if we're both having a go.
We can join in and work together on this one.
Don't forget you can't... what band are you in?
Okay, I won't ask that.
I hope he answers now.
Fingers crossed.
See, we are a bit late.
You built this one up.
I know.
No answer so far.
Stop it. Come on.
If I get an answering machine, am I allowed to listen to see who they say they are?
I don't know. No, you can't.
Welcome to voicemail.
Oh, no.
The person you have called is unavailable.
I've got to try again. Right, so do you want to try the mobile number?
Oh, no, I've got his mobile.
You just told me you had. Well, we know it's a he with a celebrity, which is a good start.
Let me see if it's in my phone.
Oh, here she gets it.
See, my phone book.
Yes.
Let's have a look, shall
you carefully
we?
Put that in there because it clearly wasn't there last week. Otherwise, you'd have pulled this out as a celebrity.
No, it
wasn't.
Oh, I don't physically know him, but...
Have you ever met this person?
No, only in spirit.
You watched them once on Channel 4, didn't you? That was it.
Try this one.
Okay, you've got a number for me.
I have, but if it's wrong, you'll have to put the phone down really quick. Hang on, let me have a look.
Okay. This is enthralling for everybody tuned in at this point, I'm guessing.
Hold on.
Have you got it on
screen?
No,
hold on. Wait. Just fill, Jason.
Well, what I could do is I'm going to have to edit at this point, I think, the way we're going, but... Come on, Zoe.
No, try this one.
Okay, you just dial the number.
Okay, because it involves coming out off your phone. So 9 for an outside line, then you dial.
Okay.
Who's over here?
And the difficult bit is her not saying the number out loud as she's dialing it. This is the bit that worries me.
I haven't got my glasses on.
Okay, just going for the glamour and failing to get the telephone number. That's a 3.
I've lost it now.
You got as far as a 3. You're about to press a 3.
Oh, where's it gone?
You are utterly hopeless, Mrs. Turner.
I think that was it.
Okay, let's see what we get. No, that didn't work. Try again.
Let me get close.
You get the... You know, Zoe is going in. She has a BlackBerry in hand and she's poised over the telephone. Now, make sure you haven't got a... You've still got a dialing tone, which is good. Right, here goes. Press a 9 for an outside line. Nine. Then you could dial the number.
Right, okay.
So
it would have been my missed call because I missed one
first. Okay. Thanks for sharing the fact you got a missed call. So far off mic, no one can hear you. It's got to the point where our guests are playing with a vacuum cleaner on the floor down there.
I could ring my dad up. I haven't spoke to him for about 3 years. That could be quite fun.
That'd be amusing. Yeah, we'd like that. So you can't find the mobile number then, Zoe?
No, I've just rung him just and it goes to answer phone.
So you're going to answer phone. You're not winning at all.
No.
You want to come back to this?
Yes.
Because I have another task for you if you hadn't come up with the goods.
I've got my website.
Oh, you want to do a website if you want to. Yeah. Go on, take it away.
I should try that in a bit.
Okay, what have you got for me as a website this
week?
Right,
okay, and it's something for you to join in with, right?
Yeah.
So, it is www.foons.com, spelt P-H-O-O-N-S. Now, do you know what fooning is?
Not yet.
Have a little look.
I guess, do you know any ideas?
Fooning.
No. No, see, it's very popular.
So you like spooning over Facebook?
No.
No, that would be wrong.
I was going to say, just like...
No, so there we have foons from around the world. Can you see?
They seem to be buildings.
No, you see, you have to get into that position there and take a picture.
It's someone stood on one leg.
No, no, it's more complicated than that.
Oh, I've heard of this, though.
See?
So our physical theatre company can't demonstrate their work, and now you've got
fooning. Yeah, we can get the.
You want me to take? Oh, I've got to get the camera out on my phone. Right, so Void Physical Theatre Company.
Let me get a bigger picture.
No, just say it's the way Bruce Forsyth stands. His little stand.
We have to foon.
You have to foon now. Yeah,
that's it. There, look, he'll do it in a minute.
So Bruce Forsyth has a leg, pretty leg up in the air.
Yeah,
that's the action.
Okay, I've got to get pictures.
Hang on. He'll do it again in a minute.
Did he spoon it? Fooning.
Fooning. We can send it to the Fooning website.
I have a picture. We can put.
Yeah,
put
send it.
We'll stick that online.
Yeah, look. See, there's all sort of foons on here. Look, it says, look what's near the foon burial places. Should
we
have a look at that?
Okay, explain. So, is somebody who is fooning doing this peculiar one-legged balancing sort of standing?
Look
act?
At Jim Morrison's grave. He's fooning there.
And have you ever fooned anywhere in particular?
I haven't, no.
How did you find this?
Oh, I used to do it on my show years ago.
So this is old recycled material.
No, it's not. You know what? Because it was really funny. Look, he's fooning next to the mummies. See, people from all over the world, wherever they go, do the pose and send it in, and it goes on the website. So it's the most unusual place that you can do a foon.
So are you gonna foon in the middle of Wolverhampton City Centre?
Oh, you could
then?
Do, yeah. City streets, festivals.
Can we get a picture of you doing that and online? That's your challenge for next week's podcast is
no,
to have yourself.
This is for you.
I'm not doing it.
Why
I'm challenging
you foon?
Because I can't balance on one leg.
You can.
No, I really can't. So
there's Dreamworld. Look, Disney Hollywood Studios. Somebody fooning there. Look.
That's all very
Florida.
Nice.
Look, lovely. A young fooner.
And what do you believe prompts people to want to do this?
I don't know. I just think they find it funny.
Came up with it.
Yeah, it did.
Just wake up one morning and go, you know what? Think to that.
I'm going to foon.
And why call it foon? What is it? Where's the name come from?
Does it say where it's come from? No. It's in
no
all
clues.
Sorts of different languages, though. Italian, Spanish.
Even some that you speak?
Mm.
Excellent. So give us the website again if people do
it's
want to check this out.
www.foons.com. That's phoons.com.
Are you got another go ringing your celebrity then?
Oh, shall we?
Have you worked out their mobile number?
Well, that would be good, wouldn't it?
Yeah, so no, you haven't. She's not very good. It's promising, it's ringing.
I did that last time, didn't I?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello there.
Sorry, we've left it so late. I've been trying to get in touch with you for ages. It's Zoe.
Hi, Zoe, I know.
Right, and I'm Jason, hello.
Hi, Jason.
Now, I've got to guess who you are.
Right.
This is my challenge. And I notice a slight northern accent there.
Yes.
So I'm thinking very Scotland.
Yep.
I'm just trying to think of who Zoe knows. And she's already told me that you are a big name. So,
well, it's about about... I don't know. 11 letters.
11 letters. Oh, okay. An 11 letter name.
I'm very
liking,
funny as well.
I'm very better than you. See? I'm liking to start off with. So, are you a singer?
Well, backing. I do backing vocals.
Oh, okay. How many times has the band you've done backing vocals for appeared in the top 10?
In the top 10? Many times.
Oh,
a lot.
Okay. This is a tricky
one. More albums than, you know, singles as well, but albums.
Mostly albums.
But worldwide. Loads.
Oh, I'm struggling here.
Should we give him some clues?
I think, okay, yeah,
give him one of your albums that was in the charts. When he was
an early one.
Yeah.
Life in a Day. Can't get any earlier than that.
Oh, I'm going to show my lack of musical knowledge here, aren't I? I'm going to be embarrassed at the end of this one. A more recent one, but last album to chart.
Last one to chart?
Yeah.
That I was on.
Yeah.
So you're picking his knowledge now as well.
Probably Sparkle in the Rain.
Oh, he's got a blank look on his face.
I've never bought albums apart from one by Kylie, which was...
New Gold Dream.
Oh, Jason, he's this musical guru
I'm
he's
not
supposed
a musical,
to be.
No, I never said that. No, you've got me. Please, sir, tell me who you are.
Tell you now.
Yeah, go on.
I'm Derek Forbes, the original bass player of Simple Minds.
Oh, that is excellent. Top quality guest. nice to meet you by telephone.
Yeah.
So, original bass player, which means that there was a bit of a rift there, I take it.
Well, way back, yeah, it was more a John and Yoko thing.
Right.
The girlfriend get in the way.
Ah, these things do happen sometimes.
They do, aye, but I mean, we're friends now, so don't worry about it.
So I think you went back, didn't you, for one of the albums? Was that when you...
I went back and did Neapolis. I did that album. That was about 10, 11 years ago.
And any tours at the moment, then? Is it
well, I've just come back from a tour with a band called Los Mondo Bongo, which is members of the guitar player from Gary Newman, Mike Peter from The Alarm, he's a singer, and Pablo Cook and Smiley from Joe Strummer and the Mescaleros.
So a true super group, then?
Yeah, that was. We've toured Canada and America there, and we did British dates as well. And it was great. It was packed. Over in Canada especially, it was outrageous. Really good.
So it's absolutely brilliant. And are you enjoying doing that sort of thing? Because I suppose it's one of those things, it's a career. You make some money, which hopefully you don't blow. But it's so tempting to do so based on the people who are surrounding you. But then there's got to be something afterwards, isn't there? And I suppose you enjoy that side of it. That's the reason you got into making music, because you just...
That was it. It was wine, women and song and women for me.
And then some more women thrown in for good measure.
Yeah.
After a bit of wine.
Yep, aye. So, no, I've got a band called Four Good Men, and their singer now is Owen Paul. If you remember Owen Paul, My Favourite Waste of Time.
I think he's officially billed as a one-hit wonder, but I remember his appearance on the Wogan show many moons ago. Yeah, I like
that. Aye, he was, yeah, that was the thing, but he was always in the background doing things like coaching, doing vocal coaching and stuff like that. And he worked with Mike and the Mechanics.
Yeah.
And did loads of their stuff, and he was actually singing with them as well.
Excellent, so I suppose he was doing a bit of backing for them, was he?
Yep.
Brilliant. So,
and he works closely with Peter Powell. Remember Peter Powell,
the Radio 1 DJ?
Yeah, well, he's a good friend of Owen's, and Peter manages Simon Cowell.
So he's right in there at the top. Cowell, yeah.
He's in with the top notch guys.
That's where the money's made, isn't it? If you're getting 10% of what Simon's bringing in, you're in the right game.
Exactly. Yeah.
So that all sounds good. So. You keeping going with it. Where are you living these days? And is it still north of the border?
I'm living at the Highland Fault, where the Highlands kind of cut across the Lowlands. I'm at Aberfoyle at the Trossachs.
Right.
And I think he's in the middle of nowhere, isn't it? Because he was hanging out his window to speak to me yesterday.
And I'm actually doing that right now, looking at trees and hills, and I'm looking at the fairy tree. There's a fairy tree here.
Well,
not that kind of fairy, but it's a normal wee tiny fairy.
Have you spent the last 4 days up in just outside Inverness and on the banks of Loch Ness?
All right, up at Rock.
Well, I didn't go to the Rock Ness Festival. I was the other side of the water from that. I went to walk, but by the sounds of things, something like 35,000 people had a great time at a music festival over the weekend.
Yeah,
and. I was up there. I know what it's like for mobile signals. You can't get anything up there, can you?
Get anything. No, you get Aleister Crowley at Foyle's house, that's about it.
Yeah, the only place I could actually talk to anybody was halfway up Ben Nevis. That seemed to be great mobile signal there, like a massive area, but there we are.
Ben wasn't pleased.
No, but that's another story, and it's probably available to download elsewhere.
Hello, do you know with your band that you're in now, The Four Good Men, just give them a bit of a look in, because that's the latest thing that you're on at the minute, isn't it? Are you going to be touring this summer? I think.
Well, that's the plan now that we've got Owen on board. We can move, I think, back into Europe and possibly back over to the States and stuff, but because everyone's kind of free to do music, everyone in the band now. We were kind of restricted before with, some of the band had kind of regular jobs in between times because we didn't do that many gigs, they were kind of sporadic. Yeah. But we did tour America and Canada with Four Good Men, and it was incredible. But that was a kind of 2-week holiday for some of the guys, That was, their time off. So now we're a bit more free. We can go anywhere.
So have you got anything planned up and coming that people can come to if they want?
We've got Clydebank Rugby Club at a festival. I think it's I can't remember the number what it is. It's a postcode G91 festival or G81, something like that.
Oh, right, okay.
That's on the 2nd of August in Clydebank, the rugby club. It's quite big.
So check out that one. Search that one online. You'll be able to find tickets some way for that one.
Go to fourgoodmen.com and you'll find out all about it.
Excellent. Well, continued success with that one, hopefully.
I just need to say.
I haven't finished. I'm not wrapping up.
Oh, go on then.
No, I was just saying, continued success with that one.
Okay.
And good luck with that.
Go on then.
No, back to you. You can just look at me and I'll let you talk. Don't worry. She didn't half get strop with this one, though. I tell you, she's a nightmare.
No, he's ever so bossy. Doesn't let you get a word in edgeways. He's like the wife, isn't he? I was going to say, Ian's still in your band, isn't he, Ian Dolan's?
Ian's, we've parted company.
That's a shame.
I know, because he's a lovely guy and he's a great singer as well. Really good singer. But Ian's one of them that's, he's kind of tied to his work at the moment. Ian's been a DJ for years and years, so that kind of restricted us moving about. So,
The only reason I mentioned it was he promised me a signed CD and it never came.
Zoe is so bitchy about these things. She just wants something for nothing all the time.
Oh no, we'll sort that out.
Oh, thank you. I'll send you my address.
I'll say to James Newell, our manager, I'll get him to sort it.
Oh, that's nice of you. Thank you.
Brilliant. Yeah. That'd be good. So
sorry, we've got guests in as well at the back. And
Hello, guests.
Hello!
Hello, guest!
Jamie at the back wants to know how you started out.
Because he's actually a guitarist. We've had him performing.
He's a guitarist and singer, you say.
How I started out?
Yeah.
I played from school, I think it was 15. I got my first guitar for £1 with a case. My brother bought me it. And so it took me 6 months to figure it out. I played it for 2 weeks, hurt my fingers. My fingers were killing me, really, blistering up and stuff, really sore. So I left it, and then about 6 months later, I picked it up and I could play. Couldn't believe it. I could just, it just seemed natural to me. And then played with a couple of bands with cousins of mine. And then after that, I played in a lot of kind of rock bands through the 70s until the punk thing happened. I went over just before the punk thing happened. I was in Spain, and I worked in it with a band over there. I was there for 4 months, and I had to play bass because the bass player couldn't sing and play bass at the same time. So we used to rehearse every day from 2 till 6, and then play from 10 till 4:30 in the morning, 7 nights a week.
Cool.
So that's how I learned to be a bass player as well as a guitar player.
Did you just get along?
I came back and I joined a punk band called the Subs, the Subhumans, and we got a first record deal with Stiff Records, and I was playing bass on it, and I fully intended to go back to guitar. And I stood in with Simple Minds, and someone stole my guitar. And I said, all right, well, just play bass then, and ended up being voted the best bass player in the world at one point, which was outrageous. That's probably because we were on tour at the time and no one else was on tour. So
I'm sure it was talent, Derek. I'm sure it was talent. James, got another question.
Did you just get noticed one night when you were playing a gig or something by an A&R scout or to get signed? Or did you just?
Well, that's we used to make with Simple Minds anyway. I mean, I was signed before that with Stiff Records. There was loads of A&R men about at that time. It was like someone had got a hive and given that a shake and they were everywhere. But with Simple Minds, we made a show, and we didn't go to London like every other band.
Yeah.
We had one gig every 2 weeks in a place called the Mars Bar. It had a kind of, not a residency, but we just managed to get the dates every 2 weeks. and we brought the people up, and we had their own lights and makeup and the whole thing. We just made a show of it. Instead of just being a band playing, you know, with the lights on, whatever, like, we made it dark and moody, and we had all these different things going on.
Cool.
We had actually the policeman's siren, the blue light, and a glass head, and we put it over the top of it, and it looked really weird, and we had that spinning for us coming on, and we made really eerie intro tapes and stuff like that. Just made it interesting.
Yeah.
Really theatre-like, because Jim Kerr, he was really into theatre at the time, used to go all the time, and that's what we made it more theatrical, and that was, that kind of caught the eye, and then we said, no, we're not coming to London, you come up to us, and then that's what happened. They came up, seen us, and that was us signed.
No way, man. Because that's what I'm finding hard at the minute, like, because I've been gigging for, well, been in the band now for about 6 months. So I was writing my own material before, like,
yeah,
for a couple of years. Mm-hmm. And just gigging now, really. I don't know sort of what else to do, like the next step kind of thing. We're promoting the gigs, we're putting posters up, flyers up and stuff.
Yeah.
Getting loyal friends and fans down and stuff like that. And just don't know sort of what else to do. I mean, do we just wait around until somebody gets spotted, or until we get spotted, sorry? Or
just create a buzz. And that's why what we did, we used to... There was people waiting. We played a really small place, which was a bit of the secret of how we did it, because there was always people waiting outside trying to get in, because you made it that good and that interesting, that theatrical. It was a proper show, so that people would be queuing up outside to get in.
Yeah.
And that's nothing better than that. Like word of mouth, saying, oh, this place is packed, this band are great, whatever, the place was packed, you couldn't get in and stuff like that. So get as many of your friends as you can coming up with time.
All your friends and family. I suppose it takes a while to build it all up, doesn't it? I bet it took a while to get that sort of atmosphere.
That's what I was thinking, because like, it's quite easily... I mean, the first gig we played, I think we had about 50, 60 people come down, and that was just like friends and family and that. But after that, like, when you start like gigging regularly and stuff, they, you know, they're all working and stuff, and they like to go out on nights out and do different things and that.
That's
and,
right.
You know, it's hard to pull other people from your gigs like to the next one, you know what I mean? Like, so...
Well, just as I say, if you make it as interesting, you know, the want to come back. But having said that, the friends and family, they will dwindle away. You want to catch new people all the time.
That's it, isn't it? Yeah.
And you want to get people to part with their cash, buy CDs, and
and
do that. So that gets the word around as well, doesn't it? I suppose that way.
And obviously using Facebooks and MySpaces and all that kind of stuff as
well. I think it makes it a lot easier now.
It's a whole new world, isn't it?
And try and target the right people when you're doing that as well. People of the age group that would be watching you and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, cool.
And make sure they're all kind of music orientated as well. And people that go out, if you say, oh, I'm going out all the time and that, you want people that are doing that.
Cool, man.
Yeah.
Cheers for that.
Can I just say a big, big thank you to Simple Minds for the best experience I ever had on holiday.
Shall I? Is there more than that, or is it playing in the background when you lost something?
No, there is. No, you know why? Because I went on holiday with a school to the south of France, and I had your latest album. Had it on playing full blast in my tent, and this camper comes running in. He says, oh, I need that tape. And he was working over there for 6 months, and he was a massive Simple Minds fan, and he just couldn't get this CD.
Yeah.
And was he nice, or was he nice? That is
it. Okay, probably best we don't pry too much there.
Is it past the water?
He was desperate to get hold of that CD.
Okay, fine. And Zoe's never been one to turn away a desperate man, but there we go. Derek Forbes, original bassist from Simple Minds, thank you so much for joining us on the phone today.
My pleasure.
Yes, thank you ever so much.
Lovely to talk to you, and long may you continue to make great music. Give us the details of your current project again.
Current project is Four Good Men, and you can check us out, fourgoodmen.com, Four Good Men, MySpace, any of that.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Track it down that way. Brilliant. Thanks again for joining us on the phone.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Cheers, Derek. Thanks for that.
Bye.
Bye for now.
Bye, guests. See you later. Bye.
Bye. There we are.
See, was he worth the wait?
It was well worth the wait. Thank you so much for that, Zoe. We've got to take some more music, though, here in our little milk bar, which means you
put your phone down.
Jamie, stop texting people to say you've spoken to a bloke from Simple Minds. and get yourself sorted. Come on, let's have a bit more music from you. What have you got for us now, boy?
We're good to go, yeah.
We're good to go.
Hello there, I'm here again, in a world that's stripped of all but shame, closing in and passing time, in a world that's far, far from fine, inhibitions of self-esteem,
We've all become but another dream. Waking up in days the same. Swollen with thought, I'm here again. I'm here again. Approaching the eyes of those who follow. Got my laws off the cold and hollow. Stand up straight, I feel I should fall. Friends I'm in, oh man, not torn. Approaching the eyes of those who follow. Got my laws off the cold and hollow. Cold and hollow. It's a kind of floating zone. A tied out feeder, so walks alone. I seek out women, dreaming of lust. Hoping they'll speak, but nothing but rust. Early and I would with them my own mind. But remember, it's cruel to be kind. A corralla plays for hours and days. But dreaming comes with a price and pace. Price and pace. Approaching the eyes of those who follow. Got my laws off the cold and hollow. Stand up straight, I feel I should fall. The presence of men, oh man, not torn. Approaching the eyes of those who follow. Got my laws off the cold and hollow. I feel cold and hollow. I feel cold and hollow. I feel cold hollow. I feel cold hollow. Love I seek in friendship I venture, only to end up in social dementia. What is it that fate has against me? To ritual I'm a days and turn them against me. To turn them against me. Approaching the eyes of those who follow. Down the laws of the cold and hollow. Stand up straight, I feel I should fall. Friends I'm in, oh man, I'm not torn. Approaching the eyes of those who follow. Down the laws of the cold and hollow. Stand up straight, I feel I should fall. Friends I'm in, oh man, I'm not torn. Approaching the eyes of those who follow. Down the laws of the cold and hollow. Stand up straight, I feel I should fall. Prince, I'm in, oh man, not torn. Approaching the eyes of those who follow. Got my laws out for cold and hollow. I feel cold and hollow. Thank you very much.
Excellent. Jamie, give us details on where people can find out more about you.
MySpace.com/JamieSelf, spelled JAYMESELF. And the band one is MySpace.com/FlyByNature. On Facebook as well, just type in Jamie Russon, spelled Jamie, standard J-A-M-I-E-S-O-N. Sorry.
But eight
if you don't do it properly, you know what I mean? People will get lost.
Or you can go on my MySpace and find him.
Yeah, yeah. Zoe Turner. Yeah, so Zoe Turner 1. Yeah. MySpace.com/Zoe Turner 1.
And that's it.
I think you can download my songs on iTunes and stuff as well if you're interested. So.
Brilliant. Okay.
Do you know when his band first came into the studio, I almost renamed them Fly By Night.
Yeah. I think I got a photo on my phone. Oh, no, I didn't because the battery died.
Oh, they took pictures.
When I was download, I actually seen a coach with Fly By Night written on the front of it. And I thought of you.
It's amazing what can make you think of Zoe Turner, but there we go. Okay, brilliant. Jamie, thank you for that one.
No worries.
Void Physical Theatre, come and just grab the microphone, remind us once more on how we can talk to you guys.
You can contact us at our email address, which is Void Physical Theatre.
That's a web address. www.voidphysicaltheatre.com. Or you can get in contact with us by email at voidphysicaltheatre@live.com. Or you can visit our Facebook, Twitter, Void Physical Theatre. Search it in the search bar and we shall come up.
And, so add us as a friend.
So add us, come on, add us as friends.
And the 22nd of September, we're at the Arena Theatre debuting our new show.
Mm-hmm.
And we're also available for educational workshops if anyone would like to book us. Just email.
Does the job. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you
today.
For having us. It's been a pleasure.
Zoe, it's been lovely seeing you again.
Yes.
And we'll be back for another one next week.
Yes, I should try and get somebody even better.
You will impress us, no doubt. Thanks again for joining us.
Thank you.
Goodbye from the milk bar. 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 Yeah. Goodbye from the milk bar. Yeah.